Making Headlines. Story by Carmel Riley. Illustrated by Paul Kernier. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now, turn to page 4. Chapter 1. The Newspaper. It had been a long, hard day in the classroom, and Miss Cramble was looking tired.
"McGee,"
she said, shaking her head,
"you haven't listened to me all day. I should give you detention. But I've got a better idea."
Oh, no. I hated it when she had better ideas.
"I want you to help out on the school newspaper for the next month," she said.
"The newspaper?" I groaned. I might have been full of smart jokes, but I was pretty bad at everything else. What use would I be on the newspaper? Working on the newspaper meant working with Tilly Turner. Tilly was the editor and reporter, and, unlike me, she was good at everything.
"Well, McGee, what sort of stories do you think we should be working on for next week?"
Tilly asked me as we walked over to the newspaper room. I shrugged. I never read the newspaper.
"So far we have stories on pets and the new teacher and something on Miss Cramble's cuckoo clock collection,"
she went on. "Really?" I said. It was no wonder I never read the newspaper. Just then, I saw something out of the corner of my eye. It looked like Brad Biggins sneaking into the office. "Did you see that?" I hissed at Tilly. She looked blank. "And you call yourself a reporter," I said, dragging her with me around the side of the building. "Look," I whispered, as Brad came out with something in his hand. He quickly pushed whatever it was under his shirt and ran to the gate. Before we could see any more, he hopped on his bike and rode off. Chapter 2. Good Headlines. "There's a story there," I said to Tilly. "I can see the headlines now. Bad Brad in office grab." Tilly stared at me and shook her head.
"I don't think so, McGee. Now, I need some help with the story about the biscuit baking competition."
"Biscuit bakers take the cake," I shouted. Tilly rolled her eyes. "Come on, Tilly," I said. "If we don't have exciting stories, we could at least have some good headlines." By Friday afternoon, I was starting to like working on the newspaper. I'd thought up lots of headlines, although Tilly said we really had to have stories to go with them. I was working on a story when Tilly flew into the newspaper room.
"I've seen him again,"
she shouted. Now it was my turn to look blank. "Who?"
"Brad Biggins,"
she said.
"You're right. He's up to something. Quick, get the camera. Let's go."
Tilly was starting to get the idea of being a reporter. Chapter 3. Following the Story. As we raced outside and around the corner of the library, we saw Brad walking towards the back fence. He was carrying his school jacket, but there was something about it that looked strange and heavy. Tilly and I both stopped. We could see something was up. Without saying a word, we backed around the corner again and quietly watched him. I took the camera out and took some shots as he pushed his jacket into the hedge at the back of the school grounds. "Looks like he's left something to be picked up," I whispered.
"Let's go and see what it is,"
said Tilly, as Brad disappeared out of the school gate. When we got to the hedge, Tilly bent down and pushed away some leaves. There was Brad's jacket, and wrapped inside were two notebook computers from the school office. Chapter 4. Snapped. It was just after dark when Brad came back to pick up the computers. He was bending down to take the jacket from under the hedge when he heard us behind him. He turned to look at us as my camera flash went off and I snapped him in the act. I've never seen anyone look so surprised in my life, especially when Miss Gramble and two police officers stepped out of the darkness. Tilly rushed forward with her tape recorder.
Brad Biggins, do you have anything to say?
I was framed!
He screamed as the officers led him away.
I don't think so!
Yelled Tilly.
We've got photos of you hiding the notebooks here this afternoon.
The flash from my next photo lit up Brad's guilty face. When I walked into class on Monday, Miss Gramble was holding the newspaper.
Good headline,
she said, giving me a funny smile. I thought she meant, Brad takes notes, police take Brad. But then I saw she was looking at a different story. Clock collector, not so cuckoo after all.